Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Carly. This is Daytime After Dark on Blog Talk Network. Most of you are thinking, wait, this isn't Friday. Why is Carly having it so? Well, I am so excited. I waited for this interview for a very long time because I loved you on All My Children. I loved you, loved you, loved you. And then she went to YNR and this, you know, made me more happy by going there. So I just want to say before I go on, yes, I'm having a Friday night show as well. At my normal time, 7 o'clock West Coast time. So don't worry. Carly will be here 2 days a week. Hopefully you won't get sick of me by the end of the weekend. I don't know. Okay, everyone, like I said, I have Melissa Claire Egan on the show tonight. You know her as the wonderful Cersei Lawson. Cersei Lawson Newman, you know. And you know from All My Children and the wonderful Annie. And if I could remember all who Mary named on that, I would say it, but it might take all night. But let's welcome Melissa Claire Egan, everyone. Hello.
Hi, guys. To answer your question, I think it was Annie Novak McDermott Lavery Chandler Chandler. There you go.
Wow, okay. That, I mean, I wasn't saying that you were married, you know, a lot. I mean, you know, you were not married.
It was. I think it was a long name. You can't put that, get that on a driver's license. Yeah, I was married a lot.
You know, I love you on both. I'm, you know, I was sad, honestly, when you left All My Children. I'm like, no, she can't leave. You know, because I thought Crazy Annie was fun. And I loved watching. Yeah, I loved watching the craziness. I just loved watching you, period, all the time, because it was just so much fun to see, you know, to see it. And, you know, when you were on All My Children, you were working with, gosh, Cameron Matheson and, you know, Billy Miller played your brother with, it's a great casting call. I mean, I thought you guys as brothers and sisters were terrific. I mean, yeah, you kind of killed him at the end, but you kind of
did. I killed him, didn't I? Yeah, no, it was such a special show, and everyone there was, you know, such a special part of my life. I'm still so close to many of them. I mean, I started that show when I was 24, so many important relationships were built. I was living in Manhattan for years, you know, doing the show. It was really special, and Billy's still a close friend of mine, and Cameron and Alicia and Chriselle's one of my best friends. She's one of my bridesmaids. So it really, it was such a great group of people.
Yeah, and congratulations on your engagement and your Emmy nod. I was so happy for you with the Emmy nod because I'm like, yay.
Thank you. It's really exciting.
I think you deserve it, but it's a tough competition that little ways. I mean, I want you to get it, but, you know, It's a tough competition, but I think
it is. And best supporting actress is always a very competitive category. So it's always truthfully just exciting to be, you know, nominated. And I always say, I know it's a cliche to say that, you know, but it's a cliche because it's true. Like, it's said a lot because it is true, you know, just to be in that group of women and to be nominated really is so exciting, and going and celebrating your show and your friends' shows and each other and the crew who works so hard and the producers and the directors, it's just a real celebration. So it's never like, you know, it's never like, oh, I didn't win, this is the worst night ever. You know, you just go and you just have a great time, and it's really a celebration all around, you know.
Well, yeah, but I just think your work from last year deserves it. I really think so, and that's what one of my questions was, you know, because right now you got to be the luckiest girl on the planet because you're working with Steve Burton and Michael Maloney, and, you know, you've worked with Joshua Moore. I mean, you haven't, I mean, you don't have a bad gig. I mean, you are working
with... I know,
that
is not an understatement. You are absolutely right. It's true. I must have, you know, done something good in a previous life because I get very lucky with my male co-stars. I don't know. I just have good male co-star karma, I guess. You know? Very lucky.
So with the storyline right now that everyone's excited about with you, I mean, for you know, there's a lot of Adam and Chelsea fans out there, but there's also a lot of Dylan and Chelsea fans, and I'm actually a Dylan and Chelsea fan just because I think Adam had done way too much to you, way too much, but you can just forgive and forget. So, you know, a lot of people are on your case about lying about the baby, blah, blah, blah. I'm not. I understand.
You get it. You understand. It happens.
Yeah, it's just a little lie. I mean,
everyone's lied about this at least once in their life, right?
It's awesome.
I love that you get it, though. I love that you get it.
I do. I mean, I'm like, you guys, leave her alone. Just leave her alone because basically, you know, basically she just wanted to write for, you know, your kid. And you don't need another Victor Newman, Junior, whatever, entering the wood. I thought about this for you. You don't need that. And so what are your thoughts on Dylan and Adam and... Well, do you think
in the whole scenario?
Lies.
Well, you know, and I've said in a couple interviews lately, like, you know, I think our writers have done a great job at, of course, what Chelsea's doing is wrong. I mean, I made that joke before, like, everyone's done this at least once in their life, right? Because it's so bad, you know, it's so bad, but it's so juicy. And you really, the writers, I think, did a really good job of showing that even though obviously she's doing the wrong thing, like, she kind of got trapped, you know, she kind of got stuck in a corner and, you know, you see how it wasn't intentional. She wasn't being malicious. She has a very guilty conscience about it, but she kind of got stuck in this lie. And she had this very passionate but tumultuous relationship with Adam, and then she felt so hurt and so devastated. And, you know, she really felt like he let the relationship fall apart, and then she's, you know, finds out she's pregnant, and she's like, what am I going to do? And she just had this one-night stand, and then this Dylan is just sweeping her off her feet, and he's just so incredible and so good to her and such a gentleman, and you know, it's kind of like, I really give our writers credit for showing that, you know, you can, even though it's so awful, you can like kind of see, oh well, I mean, she's not really lying. I mean, she's lying, but she kind of got stuck between a rock and a hard place. So, you know, I think it's a really fun story because, you know, Twitter's been interesting. Like, the people are either so pro Chelsea and Adam or so pro Chelsea and Dylan, or, you know, people will say, like, you know, what you're doing is so bad, but I kind of get it. You know, I understand. It's such a heartbreaking situation Chelsea's in. So I think, you know, the fans understand that it's, you know, a show and it's the drama and it's a tricky situation she's in and how she's going to handle it. And as far as Dylan and Adam go, you know, I think, you know, Chelsea's in love with both. I mean, you know, Adam was such a big love for her, but they kind of were like, you know, fiery. There was fire and passion, and they, you know, love a lot, but they also fight a lot, and they can just be this, like, you know, tumultuous couple together. And then Dylan is like this, you know, knight in shining armor kind of saving her, and she's, you know, hiding this huge secret from him, obviously, but he's like the light at the end of this tunnel that she's been going through for, you know, the past 9 months have not been easy on her with losing the baby and accident and the marriage falling apart.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I just think it's just, you know, like I said, I have to give our writers credit. It's just well written of it's like, what do you do? And then, you know, are they going to find out? Are they not? I don't know. Josh won't tell me anything, our head writer either. So, you know, you just don't know what's going to happen. So, you know, stay tuned. A lot of juicy stuff coming up, I'm sure.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think that's what's interesting about the storyline because either way you go, you're going to either end up breaking one of the guys' hearts. You know, even though Adam did do that at this point. But, you know, I think it's just really interesting that, you know, you came on. When you came on, I loved it when they announced it that you were coming because I loved you from AMC. But once I heard you were coming in, coming between Billy and Victoria, I'm like, no, she's not going to do that. No, she's not going to, you know, break up one of my favorite couples. I mean, I know it's you saw, but at first I was scared. I'm like, okay, this cannot be good. And you came in and, you know, the fans did not know what to expect. If you were this nice girl or this bad girl or if you were really out to, you know, get Billy's money or what, you know, I mean, I blame Victor Newman. This
at the end of the day, when in doubt, blame Victor Newman.
Yeah, and so...
no, well, and that's why also you have to be careful what you read and what you believe, because I know when I started that was the announcement, but everyone, you know, they said it's going to come between Billy and Victoria, so everyone assumed I was like a love interest for Billy. Everyone just went to that quick association. But from the start, I knew that I was going to come between them because I knew of something he had lied about, and I was, you know, pregnant, and I tricked him, and it was really my fault, not his. So right away, I know a lot of fans are like, wow, you're going to come between this amazing couple, which, you know, that's why you have to be careful when you read this stuff. It could, it's not necessarily what you think, you know, and things are, read and written a different way and read a different way and kind of it can be misleading. So you really never know until you watch the show.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, how does it feel for you to go from, you know, him being your brother on AMC to going to, you know, you guys kind of had a one-night battle with Stan.
Oh yeah,
all of this.
I got him drunk and drugged up and took advantage of him.
Exactly.
Billy's a very close friend of mine, so nothing's really weird. You know, I've known him for so long, and he did play my brother, and he is kind of a brother to me in real life. But, you know, just nothing's really weird at this point. Although we do joke words. I think we're probably the only, like, couple in daytime that have made a baby but never kissed because you never saw us. So we actually, it was really never awkward because we never even had to get in bed or anything or kiss or pretend. It really wasn't weird at all, you know. Nothing was ever done. It just showed up like 8 months pregnant on his doorstep in Genoa City. So, it's just funny. Every show is different, you know. I was running lines with Steve Burton in one of the hallways at CBS last week. We were running lines, the doors open, and Jacob Young walks by. And we're both like, Jacob! And we, you know, called him into the room and caught up with him. And I'm like, two of my TV lovers in one room from different shows.
Oh, my God, that's right.
It's just, you know, that's just how, you know, a lot of television works, especially in daytime. You know, they go to different shows and you have different characters and one guy could be your brother. And then the next show you're on, he's your father. And then the next show you're on, he's your nephew. And, you know, so it always kind of changes, your parts and roles to each other change, which is cool.
It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy, but you got the luck of the draw of TV parents, I think. I mean, okay, your mom has been bad, but you know who she's played by, you know, because I kept looking at her when she first came on, like, where do I know her? It was just bugging me for days and days and days. And then I turned on Dukes of Hazzard. Like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then your And then your dad, you know, beyond all the nighttime soaps and everything.
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. No. I do. I kind of, like, hit the jackpot at TV parents. I have, like, some real, like, TV royalty, you know, kick-ass parents.
Yeah.
Both have been on.
You do.
I know. It's kind of cool. I know. It's, like, good, you know, TV DNA, I suppose. Yeah, they're great. It's so much fun, actually. I think we're all working together next week, I think. But I don't know. Don't quote me on that because I don't know.
Oh,
I don't want to get in trouble. But I've worked with Catherine a lot lately, and her character is on fire, and I can't say too much. But, you know, Anita being Anita, and it's so much fun, and I just love Catherine, and she's so great and so much fun and such a good soul, and we just have a lot of fun and, you know, gossip together, and we have a lot of fun. So it's so fun. And her character is such a character, you know, like always going for the money and always causing problems. And she's one of those moms that, you know, tells people always like, oh, you know, rolling her eyes, but it's a really fun role. So,
Do you think you, I mean, I know you guys been trying to get closer with your dad, and with that aspect, I find it so fascinating because, you know, he's married to Gloria, and then, you know, your BFF, that's, you know, that's her mother-in-law. You know, hopefully Kevin
right.
will stand.
Yeah.
I love your relationship with Chloe. I mean, you guys, you know, getting some serious talks, but sometimes you guys are just so funny, and you guys just, I love the friendship you guys have on the show. It reminds me of your relationship on AMC, what you have with Amanda, a little.
Mm-hmm. I know. I love those scenes, too. They're so fun and quick and witty, and Chelsea and Chloe, I think, are really funny together, and they're both like the yin and yang to each other, and I've said before, too, I think it's important to show, you know, healthy female relationships on these shows, too, and show that women aren't always, you know, trying to pull each other's hair and, you know, and beat up the other one for the guy. You know, they can also women have very strong friendships and are there for each other, like in real life, you know, and my female relationships are very important to me. So I love that the show is really, they write them very funny, but they're also really there for each other and have each other's backs. And I love it too. And it's a little lighter. A lot of the scenes can be so heavy with the drama. So I love when they write some comedic stuff for all of us too, you know, that keeps it lighter on the light days. So you don't have to leave like in tears and be crying all day. You know, it makes it kind of, the lighter scenes are really fun too.
How did you miss kids? Because I'm sorry, I was crying. I was in tears with you. I'm like, no, she didn't. You know, you were so amazing. And so was Michael. You guys were both amazing doing that. And I was screaming on the TV, you know, idiot writers for making you lose your baby, because I just feel so sorry for you. But I thought it was so sweet of you to forgive Summer. I mean, I thought that was really good and really creative of the writing team to, you know, go there, because, you know, yeah, she drove the car, yeah, she kind of caused it, but,
Yeah. No, I think that's important. I think, you know, Chelsea's also someone that has made a lot of mistakes in her life, like a lot of mistakes, and not really been a good person. So she couldn't really hold it against Summer for an honest mistake. You know, I mean, that was her fault, but it wasn't intentional. And, you know, I liked the line when, I think it aired about a month ago, and she was like, you know, there are horrible accidents in life, and there are incredible accidents. You know what I mean? Like, whatever the line was, it was, you know, I thought it like 2 months ago. Like, you remember, you know, there are like terrible accidents and there are beautiful accidents. So, you know, I just thought that was a really beautiful line and so true. You know, bad, awful things happen and then great things happen. And that's just, you know, it's so true in real life and in fake life. So I really liked that as well.
And, you know, I was really happy that you got to work with my little buddy, Christoph St. John. He's been on here 2 times and he's like the sweetest guy on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I love him. You know,
I love him too. He's amazing. He's the best.
Yeah, please tell him that Carly says hi. Just, if you see him in the next couple of days, just tell him that I say hi, because, you know,
I will, for sure.
Like, one of the best guys in daytime, I think, and one of the best hunks in daytime. But, I know you cannot say anything story-wise, or Jimmy, your publicist will have my neck. but is there anything good coming for you that you can say, doing Summer, the end of May sweeps, anything you would like to know or watch
out
for?
You know, Summer, like, I don't know, like I said, like, they, you know, Josh is good at keeping me at bay, too, our head writer. I actually begged him today for some scoops, and he just won't tell me. And I was like, I'm a lockbox. I'm not going to say anything, and he still won't. So, I don't know that much more than you guys, but I do know some story points coming up, and it's definitely going to be very exciting and juicy spring and summer. I obviously can't say a lot about what's going on with the baby because, truthfully, I don't know.
Well,
but,
yeah.
But definitely, you know, just everything you've seen so far leading up to it, obviously, is getting very intense. And I just think it's just going to get much more intense in the last thing. You know, who knows? I mean, it's going to be very juicy, to say the least. But I don't know what else I'm entitled to say. We shoot, you know, 4 weeks in advance. And so, you know, just a lot more, you know, heavy drama and then a lot of, like, some fun light stuff in the middle there, too. And just relationships evolving and lots of relationships evolving in good and in bad. So we'll see. You'll have to watch.
Before I take fan calls, because, you know, we have a couple of calls, I just want to know, you know, your relationship with Victoria. I think it's very complex, but I think you guys are somewhat friendly now. But she's always paranoid that you're going to ask the Donnie back. She's always like, Billy, you know, do something, which I find hilarious. But what are your thoughts on that relationship? Because I find it very interesting because you guys do have a very interesting relationship, I think.
Right. Well, I think it's that, you know, you like, you know, what's the expression? You can never get a second chance at a first impression. So I think Victoria's first impression of Chelsea was this, oh, you know, horrible woman showing up on her doorstep trying to ruin her life, essentially. You know, what she had done to Billy and all the things I had done to, I know, I show up pregnant and I tricked her husband and I shot him drunk and slept with him. People don't tend to like that. You know, for a first impression, it was awful because Chelsea was kind of a bad person and a con artist and not really a good soul at that time. So I think, you know, Victoria will always have that as her first impression of Chelsea. I think Chelsea's proven herself and there's much more trust there, but I'm sure, yeah, they do have that, you know, relationship, and I don't think Victoria will ever fully trust her because of what Chelsea put her through in the beginning, you know, and I don't know. We'll see. I mean, that can, you know, we'll see what transpires with that more, but
because,
but, yeah, I think
you know,
that's kind
I,
of why she's always a little uneasy. Like, she's never going to fully give her trust to Chelsea, I don't think, and I don't blame her. You know, she really made a mess of her life for several months last year, so...
No, I just think with this new baby coming and, you know, that's going to be Billy and Victoria's, you know, kid, little brother or sister or, you know, whatever you're having.
Oh, yeah.
You could be having twins in there, really. You know, I
might
just find that done. You could be having twins. I mean, they
oh,
might have not told you. I mean,
no,
yeah,
no,
I mean...
No. Let's hope it's not twins. Oh, jeez. That's a lot.
Kind of cool. No, I just want
oh,
to see you
funny.
Go in.
Maybe it'll be twins. I'll give one to Adam to keep him quiet, and I'll give one to Dylan. Everyone wins.
Exactly.
No, that's funny, though. That's the first I've heard of that, and that's actually a brilliant, very funny idea.
Well, because I just thought, you know, because it feels like you've been pregnant forever, so I'm, like, waiting for you to go into labor. I'm like, please
tell me about
in,
it. I know.
Please
I know.
Let her
I
go into labor.
You're right.
In, like, a funny situation, like a funny ha-ha, like, in an elevator or, like, in a storm or something very dramatic, because I think you can handle it well, and I just want to see you handle pain. I wanted to see that because I'm like, okay, I just think Chelsea, you know, is going to be really, really good. Just, you know, having a kid
right.
And, you know, you have Chloe and Kevin as godparents. See, I always think they're godparents for you. But, no, I just think it's going to be really interesting the next couple of months. But do you want to take fan questions? I mean, fan calls. Yeah,
let's take some questions. Absolutely. I'd love to.
Okay. Dee, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I have to tell you a story. I went to the thing in 2011 AMC with General Hospital and all my children. I played a scene with Jacob Young. I was Annie. At the
awesome.
And then when I was at the karaoke, I danced with your best friend. We butted butts on the dance floor at the karaoke. She's such a nice person.
Who? Oh, Chrishell?
Chrishell, yes.
Oh, fun.
Fun.
Yeah, she loves karaoke. She loves her karaoke.
I really wish you were there, you know what I mean? But I'm hoping, if all goes well, to come to the Y&R thing. Hopefully, it's going to be in August, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, August. They're doing theirs in August. You should come.
Well, you know, I've been sick, so I have to make sure the doctor says okay. The only thing I'm upset about is that Michelle is leaving.
I know.
You know, like, what happened was when I was there in 2011, I stood outside your studio with Young and Restless film, and I waited for hours waiting for her to come out with her car to wave to her because they wouldn't let us into the studio. Because they're like around the corner, you're a couple of blocks away from the Grove. So I said to my friend, we got to go to CBS because I got to go see. And it was really funny with Jacob. He's a really nice guy. He says, oh, my God, you remind me. He told me you reminded me of you. I hit him with the newspaper and stuff, with the script. It was, like, funny.
Nice. You got into it.
He's a nice guy, and I like
him. He is. He's so awesome.
And I watched the talk. They had you on the talk after the talk, so I watched it online. And you're right.
Mm-hmm.
They have you. Every time somebody looks at you, you become pregnant. Chelsea.
I know. It's like Fertile Myrtle. I don't know.
Fertile Myrtle. I know. Like, you've only been on there for about a year, and you've been having a baby three times already.
I know. I've had like seven babies in like 16 months. I know. Maybe this will be the last one for a little while.
Hopefully, but maybe, you know, but I think Adam is going to find out that it's his kid. But I love my daughter loved Mr. Smith, loved Steve Burton, so I actually went to General Hospital thing to see Steve Burton. He is such a wonderful guy. He's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's great. He's such a great addition. So awesome.
Yeah, I know, and you look, I cannot believe it's true that he's in different color shirts, because when he was on General Hospital, it was black.
Right. No, he's got a much more extensive wardrobe now, for sure. A little more color in there.
And you never saw him in bed with anybody, but we saw him in bed with you. So, like,
see, you know, I cut right to the chase. I said, it's in my contract. If you're my love interest, you get straight to bed. I'm kidding. No, yeah, they have us in bed a lot. There's some stuff coming up. I can't give much away, but there's a little bit of bed action. So keep watching. Lots of cute boys.
The baby you're carrying is going to be the baby with Billy, and the baby you're having with Adam is going to be the brother and the cousin at the same time. Yeah, because you're the mother of both the babies, but Adam is the not really, because Victoria adopted him. But I don't know. But you know,
there's a lot of people like half related in that town, so at least I won't be the first.
But all roads go to Victor. Victor causes everything, you know.
Exactly. So when in doubt, blame Victor. No.
Do you know when they're going to announce the thing for the event in August?
I think they have. August, I'm going to say 24th.
It's August 24th.
Follow Jimmy Freeman, our publicist, he tweets about that. So he's listening probably right now, so he'll probably tweet it out to you right now about what day the fan event is. I don't know exactly, though. Sometime in
August. August 24th.
I just made that up. I'm trying to picture the email in my mind. But just, you know, I bet like Jimmy will tweet it, you know, right now because he's listening to this. So just always check Jimmy Freeman's Twitter, and he'll keep you up to date on everything.
Twitter is the place you learn everything. You learn everything on
it's
Twitter.
True.
And I love
it's the fast track to all the news.
It's the fast track. Let me tell you something. I found out about the bombing of Boston on Twitter. The thing about the whole situation, I love the picture of you and your best friend with the two dogs at the beach. Was that Santa Monica Beach?
The one, I'm sorry, I should have texted you. By the way, it is August 24th. It is August 24th. The picture at the beach this weekend?
Yeah. You had the two dogs. You had your little dog.
Yes, that was
Chriselle,
one of my best friends, and her dog, Presley, and I brought my dog, Sophia, to the dog.
Aww.
And it was great.
I was really wishing she was coming. She's going on to Bolton, a beautiful show. Well, at least then you could actually see her in the cast.
So she's actually going to Days. She's going to Days of Our Lives, actually.
To go on a date? Oh,
yes.
You know, I'm getting so
confused. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So start airing this summer.
So, and I like you with the with Chloe. I like your character with Chloe because you're two going to be partners in crime. And
thank
something's going to go
yes,
on.
Yes, yes. Little Thelma and Louise but, action. That's right.
Did you work with her when she was on All My Children? I don't think so, right?
I did not. She left before I got there. She was before my time. So not until Y&R.
Yeah, well, you know, Y&R is the best, by far the best soap on the air. The only thing is I'm very upset about Michelle leaving.
I know.
I'm hoping she decides not to leave because she's been on there. And so she was on Twitter tonight. She says, boy, yesterday everybody was all upset that I'm leaving. And now today they're all talking about who they want to be, take over my place. And I tweeted her and said, nobody can take your place. So they probably can't get Phyllis. Because she's too integral of a character to be there. And, you know, everybody's blaming everybody. But I like that it's seems to be a very close-knit
cast. Oh, it is. She's so incredible. I mean, there's no replacing her. I mean, she's so talented and so perfect as Phyllis. You know, I'm happy for her, though, if that's what she wants, you know. So all you can do is send her love and support but it's true, she's so great. I'm actually bummed I never really got to, our characters never really crossed paths, so I've never had a scene with her, like, ever. So that bums me out.
So maybe we ought to tweet it. And then the other thing is, Buddy Colgan died the other day. It was really, really bad that she died, too. But I love the tweet, when somebody tweeted to Victoria Rout, does not mean you could come back, Victoria, because she couldn't come back because of the thing with Phil. I don't know. Don't ask me.
I think we only have time for one more call, just because I'm about to get off here.
Thank you
for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay,
bye, Dee. Thanks. Okay, 781, you're on the air.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I really don't have a question. I just wanted to say I'm a big fan. I loved you as Annie. And Chelsea is like my favorite character on the air. Adam and Chelsea were my favorite couple when you were together.
Oh, good.
Loved Adam and Chelsea, and I was really sad when you broke up. But you and Dylan are great together.
Thank you.
I do like you and Dylan. He's like the perfect guy. I think you said that.
He's a Prince Charming.
He's almost too perfect. He's almost he's too perfect.
I know. They're both so great. I mean, who knows though? I mean, you just don't know. If I don't know what the writer's plan, but if he finds out about the baby, who knows? Maybe Adam and Chelsea will get back. So you really never know. You might get your favorite couple back. Maybe Dylan will forgive her. Maybe they'll never find out. Like, you just never know, and no one will tell me a thing. So I don't know. But all those times
when you're going to tell Adam, I'm saying, tell him, just tell him.
I can see
why Chelsea didn't tell him. I can understand that. And you didn't really lie. Adam kind of said Dylan was the father, and you didn't really plan to do that. So,
right.
You know.
Exactly. So you get it. She was kind of stuck in a corner. you can kind of understand. You can kind of make excuses for her, even though,
But I do enjoy the character of Chelsea. I really like that character. You do a great job. You were great as Annie. Loved Annie.
thank you so much. That means a lot. I know I loved Annie, too. She was a really, really fun character. Like, I'll just, like, cherish her forever.
But it's really, really fun watching you, so I just called in to say that.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Okay,
Kathy, I'm going to put you back on hold.
Okay.
Okay, so you have to go with, you know, to be honest, I could talk to you all night. Seriously.
Oh, vice versa. That's very sweet.
I hope you can come back sometime because this was fun. And I would love to talk to you after all this baby drama is done with you and see what happens.
I know. See what ensues. Mhm.
Yeah, so you want to come back and talk about it when
it's
all done?
Yeah, for sure. After all the baby mama drama, maybe there'll be, we'll see what unfolds. And, I would love to come back.
Yeah,
sure.
I would love to see after everything. See what you think of it because you can't talk about it right now, which I understand.
I can't.
But
I'm a 30-year-old. I can't get. I don't want to get fired.
No, I don't want you to get fired because.
No, I'm kidding.
You are
one
of the main.
Coming up and, it'll be a really fun spring and summer. So stay tuned and enjoy. And thank you for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great night.
Okay, you too.
Okay.
Okay. Night. Bye.
Bye. Okay, you guys, that was Melissa Claire Egan, everyone. I'm going to put Kathy back on the air.
Hi.
Full, I'm really sorry. I was going to take you, but Melissa ran out of time. I'm really sorry, but she's coming back. Fofo?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm really sorry I didn't take you on mail, but Melissa only had a short amount of time, and I had calls, and, but she is coming back, so when she comes back on, I will make sure I bring you on.
Okay, thank you. That's not a problem. Who do you have coming up in the future on the show?
Well, I have a lot of surprises coming up. I cannot reveal now, but there will be AMC people. Not AMC people. Maybe Days of Our Live people, Y&R people, General Hospital people. So, yeah.
Wow.
So,
Is there any chance of you getting Epiphany on, Sonya Eddy?
We had Sonya Eddy on a couple of weeks ago. You can go to my Daytime After Dark blog talk page, and you can, you can listen to my great interview with her, and maybe she will be back. I mean, I'm sure she will be back on here maybe in the next 6 months or so, maybe.
Okay, I got a question for you.
I'm sure I have the answer.
Okay, I think I remember you. Are you a big fan of Kristen Alderson's?
I like her. I mean, I like her and I treat her sometimes. I would love Kristen Alderson coming on the show. That would be really cool.
Yeah, it would. That would be neat for Kristen Alderson to call in because she seems to have such a great personality and stuff. Seems to be such a great person.
Yes, I think so too. So, what soaps do you watch? Do you watch all of them?
I watch Bold and Beautiful, Young and the Restless, and General Hospital.
Okay, so So let's see. I'm mad at B&B right now. Yes, I am. You know, they should have never killed off Hope. I mean, Stuffy's baby. That is wrong. And Hope needs to leave town and never come back.
Yeah, I'll tell you somebody you should get on the show. He's a friend of mine on Facebook. I don't know if you've ever had him on. He's the executive editor of ABC Soaps in Depth, Richard Sims.
Something to make me laugh. He's been on here. I got him on. Uh-huh.
Okay. What about Dan J. Crow? Have you had him?
No, I haven't had Dan. If Dan ever wants to come on here, come on, Dan, come on here.
Okay. I got him on my friends list on Facebook. I'll talk to him and, you know, see if he wants to come on, you know, your show.
Okay.
Okay, what's the name of your show? It's
Daytime After Dark, and I usually have a show Friday nights, but Melissa could do tonight, so I'm having one tonight, and I'm having one on Friday night. Friday nights is 7 p.m. West Coast time, and yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it sometimes get crazy, but that's okay.
Who's the guest on Friday night? Can you give that out?
I have no guest on Friday night. I have, you know, I just had Melissa on. I had Jackie Zeman on Friday. So.
I've spoken with Jackie Zeman. She's on my buddy list too, on Facebook.
Yeah, that was one of Well, I have other calls. Let me take my other calls too.
Okay.
Please God,
okay.
Don't be calling for Okay, no,
okay.
You can stay here. Block number, you're on the air. Block number, you're on.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry.
Oh, you were calling in for Melissa, aren't you?
No, I spoke
Melissa.
To her.
Melissa?
Oh,
hi,
Dee.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you... And 917, you're on the AO2.
Me?
Yes.
Yeah, you.
Hi. Yeah, I was calling for Melissa also.
Oh, you know, I am so sorry. You missed her by about 15 minutes. He was only on here for half an hour, but see, we'll be back hopefully in the fall, so and I will try and get more time, but see, only had a half an hour tonight.
Sorry, I was on the phone. I just got the message.
Oh, that's okay. But when she comes back, I will treat everyone and let everyone know that she is coming back, and I will be soon to take your call.
Okay, so stay in the queue.
Well,
no, she's not coming back tonight. She's talking about in the
no,
fall.
No, she's not coming back tonight.
Uh-oh.
She will be back in a couple of months on here on Daytime After Dark. So once I get her rebooked on here in the fall, you know, whenever she can do it, I will let everyone on Twitter and Facebook know.
All right, well, she's on Twitter, so we can all, you know, say hi. But thank you so much anyway for doing this tonight. Sorry I missed it.
Oh, it's okay. Call back anytime if you need a vent or yell or scream about any of your soaps that are not treating you right. Just call in.
Hopefully, next time will be a lot earlier.
Okay, that's fine. I'm usually, my show is usually 7 o'clock West Coast time on Friday nights.
On Friday nights. Okay.
Yeah,
thank
I did
you.
Do it tonight for Melissa, but yeah, I'm having it so this Friday night. So if so if you guys wanna come Friday night, it's a great time. It's fun, it's relaxing, it's a great way to start the weekend off.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great night. Bye bye.
You too.
Holly, how are you feeling?
Welcome to my
Holly?
World, people. Yeah.
Are you still there? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling better. I mean, I'm still feeling a little tired. For everyone that didn't know, I had my gallbladder out a couple of weeks ago, and I was in the hospital for like 4 days before that, or 5 days before that, and I'm feeling a lot better, but thank you, Dee, for asking. It was, I
oh,
remember
yeah,
no,
I was
one
worried
of the,
about you.
Oh, thank you.
I was in the hospital 2 weeks ago, too, and then I got to go, you know, with this MS, it's not the greatest thing, but...
no one in the hospital,
on
no
radio,
one...
She DM'd me. She told me what was going
oh,
on.
Oh, no one left
like,
you. Liaison radio was perfect when I was in the hospital. So was Kathy, who's on the line. So, okay, but, oh, Carrie's here. Oh, yay. Hi, my little troublemaker.
Hey. Hi, Carrie.
You missed my interview with Melissa, but you got
No, I didn't. I heard it.
You did?
Yes.
Did you like it? Was I very informative, or was I good, or what?
No, it's
you
very informative.
Good.
Thank you. So, did you have anything a year? I mean, we are having it so on Friday, too, but did you have anything a year at? Curse, rant, come on, Carrie, I need your rants. I need a rant.
You mean like, should I start with Brad Bell and then go on down the line?
Yeah, how'd you like
ahead.
Broken Beautiful
yeah,
this
ahead.
Week?
Unwatchable.
What'd you say?
Simply unwatchable.
Which one,
yep.
Both of them beautiful?
Yeah.
For the love of God, why do they think the storyline is acceptable? We want to watch it. I mean...
Well, the girl
for the love of God,
girl,
she's using this twit is using this as a reason to go back after Liam. Seriously?
But she's going to get a boyfriend, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, we still have to worry.
She's a Logan. She wants all the men. She takes the apple doesn't fall too far from the fruit tree.
Yeah, well, the thing about the situation is the girl who plays Steffi is taking a leave of absence, so they, I guess
yep.
they had to kill the baby so that she could take the leave of absence.
Yeah, but actually, no, they didn't. See, that's the whole thing. That's what irks me about this
yeah.
because she could have left town pregnant and came back pregnant already given birth. See, that's the coward's way out. Just because she took a brief, because let's face it, had the time went on maternity leave, and I guarantee you there wasn't two consecutive weeks where we didn't even see Heather Tom off screen. They block taped that so well.
Yes,
so,
they did.
Jacqueline could have left pregnant and came back pregnant, but this is
well,
all
but that's
part of
what
the agenda.
Happens. That's what happens when you're an Emmy Award star. They do whatever you want to do. You know what I mean? So, the
who Kimberly McClure?
Who, what?
Who, Kimberly, but they're pimping. This is all for Hope. She's no Emmy winner.
No. You said something about Heather Tom. She's an Emmy Award-winning star. So
what I'm saying is they didn't have to kill the baby just because she's leaving for a minute. They could have...
Yeah,
could've
exactly.
Went to,
I agree with Gary.
She could have went to Paris
and visited
Daddy Dearest pregnant, and whenever, what's her face, Jacqueline comes back, whether it's... If she only stays gone for a minute, she could have came back pregnant or came back with a newborn in tow. Because these type decisions have severe effects because everything I'm seeing, people are done. You don't recover from something like this. This is
yeah,
a major
no,
shape up. It's BS.
No,
and that
yeah.
overage whore gets to be pregnant?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I hate when they kill little babies off, like when they killed Chelsea's baby with Adam.
Yeah, It's unnecessary, especially for a Logan. And then it would have been bad enough if Stephanie would have lost the baby, but they write it so that she feels guilty because she should have never been on the bike. That's a double whammy.
Yeah, they wrote it that it was her fault.
Yeah.
And now Hope's taking advantage of it.
That
fool now the one who plays her mother
to
is leaving,
to too. What's that?
Michael, the one who plays her mother is leaving the show, too. She tweeted it the other day. Tyler. She's leaving.
Hunter Tyler?
Yeah, she's leaving.
Yeah, but I'm not that upset about Hunter Tyler, you know, leaving.
Well, I am only because of, like I said, with these two leaving, you might as well call it the Logan Show, but...
Right.
Oh, true.
Hunter Tylo has left in the past in the shows. If they wrote a good show and let Steffi be the next, you know, leading lady like she should be, the show could survive it. Not with this crap they're writing. I mean,
well, the same
I
thing
agree.
With Young and the Restless. The same thing with Young and the Restless. The crap they're writing, because of the crap they're writing, Michelle Stafford left. I mean, because she's been on the show.
Well, let me tell you something about Michelle Stafford. Michelle Stafford has been the queen of that show for 15 years. I really don't think it's the writing. I think she just wants to go do something else. Because she's gotten prime storylines for 15 years. She's been the queen of that show.
Yeah, well, the problem is that
Michelle Stafford has no right to complain about anything.
I didn't say she was complaining.
But, Carrie, fans are really going to miss. I mean, come on.
Oh, I'm not saying
no.
She won't, but if it's her choice, I don't think it's because of the writing. I think she's just like...
It was
had like
something to do with money. It was a money issue.
Oh, of course it always
does.
Well,
think
about
it. Of
course it always
does. They're redoing... The storyline is terrible because they're redoing who is her daughter's father.
But you know something, I don't think that's... I'll tell you something. To me, some fans are going to think it's... Of course, the Phyllis and Nick fans are going to think it's terrible, but the people on my side of the fence, I happen to be a Sharon and Nick fan, and even a Phyllis and Jack fan, she should have been Jack's all along, in my opinion, when it happened.
But you know what? I don't know if that's the truth either. I don't know. I think she's Phyllis... Because she became pregnant when she went on the run after... Cassie died. The thing about the whole situation is there's an iffy thing that Jack could be Nick's father because Jack slept with all of them. Think about it. He slept with Phyllis.
Oh, yeah. This could be all part of... I do think they're obviously changing somebody's paternity because they wouldn't be waving this test around if they didn't. I've always been of the mind that they should have never brought... This should have never happened... This is another agenda that they use Cassie's death to put these two together, and I've always been aggravated about that for 15 years now. That's never going to change, but I do think that show does need something because, to me, that show is a cluster F right now. And I wouldn't be, like I said, Jack and Phyllis were a great couple back then, and they couldn't, and I assume they still are now. So I'm not terribly...
Yeah, but the problem is she's trying to be a good couple now, but his sister is broke. Sister is getting in the middle of it, saying Phyllis is no good for you. If it wasn't for Phyllis, Jack would be a drunk, and he would be on drugs and everything else. Phyllis is not as bad as everybody makes her out to be. But like Phyllis is my favorite character.
As far as the paternity, she's not even at fault in this. It falls all on Nick because even if the kid turns out to be Jack's, she's not at fault because she's in the dark, too. This is all Nick's doing.
This is all Nick's because this is what Nick did because it was after Cassie died. He was trying to replace
his daughter. And that's disgusting, to try to replace one kid with another one so he could carry on.
You can't do that.
He should have been home with his wife, his grieving wife.
Well, the whole problem of the situation is Nick... Nick will never be known as the bastard. It's either Phyllis... or Sharon, who's the bastard. It's Nick who's been sleeping around town with all these women. It's not the other. Now he's sleeping with...
Yeah, but if this comes out, he will be the bastard because, like I said,
He is the bastard.
Will be his moment because he's completely in control of all this.
Yeah, I know. And the other thing about the whole situation, I love that Cassie died, but it also irks me that they always bring up Cassie's death. What about...
Didn't you say you love that Cassie died?
No, I love Cassie.
Oh.
And I'm sorry she died, but they keep on bringing up Cassie's death, Cassie's death, Cassie. They have never once brought up Colleen's death. Think about this. Colleen died.
Oh, well, yeah, they have a little. I mean,
well, let me tell you something. I love Colleen was one of my favorite characters, but I guess maybe because of the way she. Well, I think probably because it's a way for them to do a PSA about the drunk. It's probably because of the way she died in a drunk driving accident is the reason they do that.
Yeah.
But she didn't have to die either. She didn't have to die either.
Oh, no, but I assume the actress that played her was leaving, so I'm assuming. Oh, believe me,
It was a recast. It was a recast because they had, like, one.
No, that was the same one that always played her, wasn't it?
So
yeah.
It was No, it was another girl who played Cassie.
No, she came back.
No, it was two different.
She was there, left, and came back. I'm pretty sure, I'm almost positive it's the same
young girl. Hold on.
I'm almost positive that's the same girl that played Cassie right through. Yeah, it was.
Oh, no, Cassie. So I'm not talking about Cassie. I'm talking about Colleen.
Oh, Colleen. Yeah, that was a recast. Yeah, because it was Francesca
Cassie was the same little girl from the time she was a little. No, Colleen was the recast. They didn't have to kill her off too. They didn't have to kill the two girls off. But they had to figure out a way how to get. That's when Daniel ran away. Daniel ran away with
Lily.
Away with Lily, and that's when Nick, Phyllis, and Lily's father went looking for them, and that's when the affair started. And actually, it started with, that's when the affair started with them. While Sharon was home, crying about her daughter, and
He's out boinking Phyllis. That's what I said. And as a fan of that show,
he's a man. A man.
Well, I understand that, but you know what? Not every man's going to do that either. I mean, I understand that.
You know what? I think also because he was a Newman, and he was born that he could do whatever he wants to do, so that's what's going on now. So, like, the whole situation, and I'm not too happy that they're revisiting this whole thing now, but, but everybody's blaming the new producer who came back to the show because she's killing...
You mean Jill Farrah Phelps? You mean the soap
killer? You mean Jill Farrah Phelps is to be blamed?
She is to blame because she can't write a strong woman to save her life. She kills soap. She don't know how to. She's trashed Lauren. She's trashing Lily. She's trashing that show. There's not a woman on there that she's going to leave unscathed. She's a friggin' menace.
Well, think about it. Lauren has been married to her husband for years, never looked at another man, never cheated. She comes back. Well, for right now, she has a storyline, but now she's sleeping with Carmine and she's sleeping with this one and she's hiding.
Look at what this regime is doing to Cain and Lily. It's a disgrace what they're doing to Cain and Lily.
Well, what they're doing to... Yeah, well, she's killing everybody, but she brought back Steve Burton. She brought back...
Well, of course, because he's...
Of course!
Because he wants to work a couple of days and cash a paycheck. That's probably... That's so obvious what's going on there. He's got a plum rule, go in for a few days, and he gets a little paycheck, which let me make it clear. I don't begrudge him... But I said before he went over there, if it even looks like to the loyal Y&R fans, which I'm a loyal fan of every single one of the damn soaps, past and present, that he's getting preferential treatment because he's FOJ, it's not going to go over well at the expense of all the other storylines. And it doesn't even have to be true. It just has to look like it's true.
Well, I think that's the other reason why he left General Hospital, because he didn't want to. He said he was going home to be with his family.
Yeah.
He didn't want to. And all in the background, he knew that she was going to go back to Y&R, and he was going to get this role in Y&R, because I think he got tired of who's the father, what's going on, who's going on. This last couple of days, like, I watched General Hospital. I think today was the first time I ever heard his wife say, Jason's wife say, My husband's dead. She has never said he was dead before.
Oh.
She kept up saying he was going to be alive. So now we don't know what's going on. General Hospital, they're really...
She's just saying that because she's finally come to terms. I mean, look, it's been 8 months, however long it's been. Plus,
yeah, well, the
you know
problem situation is I don't like what they're doing. They just put Bradford Anderson on recurring, so that they could bring the,
what?
You know, I.
Well, wait
yeah,
a minute.
He went to recur. Bradford Anderson.
All I'm going to say is, was it his choice or their choice? We don't. Whose choice was it? Is he looking to do other things?
I think it was their choice because he was supposed to have a juicy storyline. He's supposedly supposed to be a father. The problem with the situation
is
they had to make room for now. I went to the One Life to Live studio. I have met Kristen Alderson. She's a very nice person. I happen to like her to death, and I just don't like that they brought her back as this new character, Kiki.
I agree with you, Andrew. I love all of them, but I didn't feel the need for them to go through this dog and pony show creating new characters. I feel like they should have expanded Epiphany's family, Spinelli's. I'm with you. I love them as, you know, actors, but I don't feel that they had to go through this. Let's create new characters.
Well, no, the same thing with the one that Roger Haywood's character. We won't know until the end of the month who the hell he is. We don't know who he is.
He's
Franco.
Well, he's not Franco. He's not Franco. He's definitely not Franco.
Okay. What makes you think he's not Franco?
I don't think he's Franco. I really don't think he's Franco.
He can't, first of all.
Carrie, do you think I'm off on this one?
Well, let me put it this way. Unless Frank Cartini is going to rabbit up their butt, it's clear to me he's Franco. He can't be. I'm assuming he's not a Cassadine because why would a Cassadine be getting this guest list on the boat together?
He's not a Cassadine either.
Then he has to be.
I don't think James Franco. I don't know. He would probably be very upset. But it doesn't make a difference. I really don't care.
Who cares if James Franco
care who he is.
I don't care. Problem. I never cared for Franco the first time around. I don't care for this. But the fact that Lauren and his ex are on and they're being so shady about it leads me to believe unless they're going to pull something totally do a 360, every sign, the fact that Lauren Frank is there and the ex-wife, and then yesterday he pulls out the DVD from the picture frame. Who do we know that ran around town putting DVDs all over the place?
Franco.
And look at the... list, his party list. Lulu, which he kidnapped. Maxie, who they had their little thing. Of course, Sam. And, you know, all the people that he had something to do with. Quartermain, yeah. I mean, not Franco, then in all seriousness, if it's not Franco, I don't know who the hell they're bringing back because...
Well, I don't know. Who knows what it is because, like, the whole situation, there was also a rumor that he was going to be the new Jason, too.
I never
thought that
was Franco.
I don't know who he is. Both said. We won't know until next week. The whole situation
about that. You know what? They cannot go... And do not. No. Not both said. My
feeling
is no.
One of the soap scribes, too, had said it a couple of weeks ago they were going to do this. They had a, quote, scoop room or whatever you want to call it, that he was going to be Franco. So I said, let's wait and see. And like I said, if they're certainly pointing in Franco's direction. If they do a 360, I don't know who the hell it could possibly be.
I think
it's Franco.
Franco was never a blonde.
Yeah, but
let me tell you something.
That doesn't
mean
anything.
But wait a minute, people are going on Twitter wanting to know what happened to the scar. They really thought that was a real scar for his face. That was only for the scar of Todd. You know, so I don't know.
First of all, I don't know why people. All right, excuse me. I'm not saying this to you, but what kind of dumb people are on Twitter? Because even if it was a real scar, it's called makeup hides it. Duh.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what.
Lord.
But like the other thing is, I don't like the idea that now they have Kristen Alderson, who is actually they really came out. It's really Chad Duell's girlfriend now, kissing up with the guy who plays her brother, and you know, like it's like the whole thing is so weird. They brought the whole thing.
Well, you know something, I like that for the simple reason if they're going to bring them back as new characters, it's not really bright to put them all back in the same orbit. If we're supposed to believe that they're other people, you want to put them in different people's orbits.
But you know what? What's going to wind up happening is she's going to wind up falling for Michael eventually down the road.
Well,
not if they're cousins.
Eventually. And well, actually, she can't be with him.
Well, she can't easily.
They're quartermains. I'm talking about Michael. I'm talking about Kiki.
It's
supposed to be the long-lost quartermain, and Michael is a quartermain.
Legally, cousins can be together, but on a soap opera, I don't think they'd go there. And you know something? I don't care whether they're dating in real life or not. I don't care if they get married tomorrow. I don't need to see those two in a relationship to like their characters. It's been there, done that. Move on.
Yeah, who cares? Everybody's blaming her for his marriage breaking up. He was too young to be getting married to. Can't blame, you know.
Well, I don't blame her, but I also realize it doesn't look too good either. But that's neither here nor there.
No, of course not. It's, you know,
I mean,
like...
the timing was suspect,
They fell in love, okay? Yeah, he was still married, probably. But
no,
someone,
not probably,
they,
he was.
Okay,
he
but
out,
it happens every day. People do that
I'm
every
not
single
that.
Day.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying I'm going to judge her, but I can see where people are going to raise an eyebrow. I thought that at the time. Why do you think they were so secretive about it until just now she finally came out? This was the worst-kept secret. That they were dating.
Of course, people knew they were dating because you always saw that before she came out and said they were dating, they were always together. People were seeing her having dinner with him, with her best friend, going with her parents. You know, like, it's the worst-kept secret in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst-kept secret because we all knew that they were... Listen, I met Chad Duell, and I met her. I don't know what she's doing. He has no personality. And I met him in person, and I have met her on the streets of New York City. I met her in Los Angeles. She's a very down-to-earth girl, so I don't know what happened to her when she moved to Los Angeles.
Anything happened. Maybe she grew up a little and fell in love with a nice guy, and bam, I mean.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, she grew up.
I will say, you know, it probably wasn't the best thing if he was married. Well, clearly he was. I mean, I can see, like I said, I'm not going to judge her, but I can see where people would raise an eyebrow.
Yes, right, people are raising an eyebrow.
Shortly after she shows up, it comes out that he wasn't even married to his wife that long.
No, they got an annulment. They weren't even married.
And it could be totally unrelated, but yet, like I said before, perception. It doesn't even have to be true. People just have to think it's true. It just looks suspicious.
Yeah, because somebody I know on Twitter said her name is Kiki. Let's call her Dicky because she likes to stuff Chad Duell's, what do you call it, in her mouth. I said, you know what, that's not really nice to say. We don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. He was kind of young when he got engaged. He was kind of young when he married her. And what I'm telling you, I personally met him in Hollywood. I was at the table with Andrew Bogart, and he didn't even want, nobody would even stand on his line because he didn't even want to talk to anybody. So she signed my T-shirt. She took a picture, and I asked him to sign. He said no. So she started yelling at him. And then he comes to me, and I said to him, you know, you could sign it or you won't sign it, but you're not my favorite, Michael. And later that day, I went to Maurice Bernard's thing, and who walked in? The one who played second Michael came on, and he was so nice, and he came on, he was so nice. That's why everybody was hoping that they recast Michael and put him back in. Now, I don't know. Same thing with Lexi. Lexi's gone. The other girl is gone. The other girl was a terrible actress, but she's up for an Emmy. I don't know why she was up for an Emmy.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know how that's possible
to have Lindsay Morgan up for an Emmy. She's up.
She's up for an Emmy.
I'm just saying I don't understand.
I don't understand it either. I really don't understand it either. You know, like, it's like, duh. So now who's going to be the new...
and this is another thing, to go back to Jill Farren Phelps and that whole regime. why they ever fired Lexi to begin with. That was a terrible mistake. Because they've never been able to recover from it with that character interrupting the show.
Well, she's never going to come back. She's not going to. Everybody's saying, ask her to come back. Why would you want to come back to a place that fired you?
Well, you know why? Because it's not the people that should. Just like and I never thought Tyler and Engel would come back.
Fired.
It's a different regime.
I don't know.
Engel was very critical of this regime originally when they came over saying, oh, they're going to make it, you know, One Life to Live 2.0 and Tyler 2. And, you know, they can't, you know, so.
I'm very glad Tyler is back. I like the thing with Tyler.
Uh-huh.
I like.
Ugh.
I hope Tyler leaves and
I
never
can't wait
comes
till
back.
He leaves.
I am so sick of
him. You don't like Tyler?
No.
Oh, you don't like Elizabeth with Tyler?
No.
Yeah,
you want her with AJ?
Yes.
AJ.
She's not going to be with AJ because it's going to come out that Carly's having his baby. And
oh, my God. So they were on a break. They were on a friggin' break. They broke
on a break?
Big deal.
First of all, as much as I adore Elizabeth Weber, we all here love Elizabeth, but you know what? Eliz has no room to talk because she told him to get a life. He did not cheat on her, so she can't stand on her moral high ground.
No,
that's right.
He did not cheat on her. She told him, I should have never started up with you. Everybody was right. You didn't change. Get away from me. Get a life.
Exactly.
Now,
I know. And this whole thing with this relish thing, this whole thing wasted. The other day, You could see Whittaker and want to play Tracy, how she acts. She was fantastic. She should win an Emmy next year for what she did the other day in front of Luke. But they have her doing this stupid relish thing. This relish thing was the dumbest idea ever.
It's funny.
It was funny.
I'm sorry. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know. Well,
I mean, I could probably. I'm not thrilled. I'm kind of indifferent
about
it.
I'm not thrilled about it. You know, but now they're bringing. Now, like today was a great scene with her and Mara West. It was a great scene. So now all of a sudden, you could see she's now Mara West plays a conniving bitch because she didn't give a shit about the Quartermaines. She didn't want to tell the Quartermaines that she didn't want to tell anybody that she had Franco's kid. But now that Franco's kid, supposedly, who happens to be Kirsten Alderson, is going
well, that's
to
why
be the one
I
with
don't
all
need them. I don't need Kristen and Mike, you know, star or whatever them two to be in a relationship because I think they can play on their chemistry as rivals in the family business.
Exactly.
Structure. So I'm fine with it because it's going to be one of those things where they're going to get off on the wrong foot, then he's going to realize, oh, shoot, I need to convince her to vote with us.
Well, how much money, like Tracy said to her, how much money do I have to pay for you to pay you to roll with me? And stuff. I like the whole situation. It's, you know, they, you know, like, I don't know. They need to better storyline. Elizabeth needs to get a man.
There are all those storylines. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, you know what though? From where Becky Herbst has come from being non-existent and non-seen to this, I cannot stand Liz and Nick. But I am thrilled that she's finally part of a triangle and she's getting storylines. So.
So am I. I'm really happy that she's get part of a triangle and getting storylines and stuff. I'm hoping that she doesn't, you know, they don't put her back on the back burner. You know what I mean?
I don't think they will because they won't because this is going to be a very interesting storyline and hopefully Nick will go away really, really soon, and we never have to look at his sorry little ass.
I don't know about that because he tweeted something that I don't think he's leaving for very time soon because the show that she's on at night, I don't think is getting picked up, so he came back.
Well, okay, but we don't know if he's going to stay long term. We don't know that yet, so, you know, but they should put Nick with someone else. It's sick. It's wrong. And everything is wrong. It's so wrong what they are doing. Leave them as fucking fun and just leave it alone.
Because as much as I don't want to revisit LL2, that's your brother. You know, knock it off.
Yeah.
Lucky?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was your brother's wife. Yeah,
I mean,
know.
Luckless? Yeah.
I love Lucky, love Jonathan Jackson, but I've seen enough LL2 to last me a lifetime. But I do think that's pretty dirty to do that to your brother.
Yep.
Well, you know, that's
and
what they called it. So.
And they would just
no,
fund. They should just left them as funds.
Yeah, because
well,
to
like,
me, that's why I never, ever want to see Liz and Patrick in a relationship either, because I like platonic. You know, men and women can stay. They don't always have to go down that road. You can leave them as platonic friends.
They're friends. I don't want them to be lovers. I want them to be like Elizabeth Lane. Patrick can lean on Elizabeth and vice versa.
Exactly, and to me, once they went with Nick and Liz, they've ruined that friendship that they had built years up.
Yeah, well, they broke it. The thing about the whole situation, what I'm upset about, is Jonathan Jackson could have came back for a cameo for General Hospital's 50th anniversary, because that's the place that gave him his start. He said he's too busy with his nighttime show and his band stuff. He could have came back just like the guy who played his brother came back. I forgot the guy's name, who came back on the ship in Greece. He was only on it for like 20 minutes. Jonathan Jackson could have made a cameo for 20 minutes to a place that gave him his start.
He said it was his schedule, so maybe he couldn't fit it in, so I don't know.
I don't know. Don't ask me. Let me tell you something.
He said they couldn't work it out because of the schedule. I have more of a problem with the guy that left right before the 50th and the show was going to get canceled, and he was a major player. I have more of an issue with that.
Who, Brandon?
Nope.
Which one, Brandon?
SB.
Which one was it? Yeah, Brandon. Yeah, I know.
No,
they
Steve Burton. No, Steve Burton.
Yeah.
Well, Steve Burton, he left on his own accord. They didn't fire him.
Oh, come on.
I mean.
That's what I'm saying. I have more issue with him leaving at the time he left, when we didn't know if General Hospital was even going to be safe at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's the worst possible time.
And then he goes and he says, I'm retiring from show business. I just want to sit on my porch and drink my lemonade.
No,
well,
he said he had a few. He said he had a few other things in the works, and he said he would never close the door to Y&R. He did say that.
Yeah,
Y&R, because
what happened was when he did his first interview, I believe it was with Michael Logan, and you can ask Kathy because we talked about this at the time. I thought it was very strange. That they asked him about Y&R in particular. So right from that, my antenna was up about that, and they asked him, you know, now that your friend Jill's over there, would you ever go to Y&R? He says, I'll never say never. And then what, 3 months later, where is he? In Genoa City.
He's on the show. He's on the show, and he's wearing other colors than black, and somebody yelled at me on Twitter one day saying, he's a very religious man, he will never take his shirt off. Never say never. He had his shirt off on Y&R.
That's got nothing to do with religion. I'll tell you what that's got to do with. He didn't want to take it. He didn't mind. I understand in general he doesn't like to take his shirt off, but on General Hospital, he didn't want to take off his shirt off with Kelly Monaco.
Right.
Exactly.
When they were married,
he didn't take his shirt off.
Not only
off
that,
Rebecca
not
Hurst,
even just
either.
Taking his shirt off in 07 and 08, Becky and him had a lot of love scenes. Clothes. Both of them had their clothes on, but yet they were romantic, and they insinuated that they were going to make love. In the last year, when he was married to that ball and chain, they never even intimated sex, and I don't think that's coincidence.
Exactly.
First of all, you don't have to have your clothes off to have. It's a little bit of this called intrigue. Intrigue is the best thing to have.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So. When a certain fan base would like to say, oh, Sam and Jason don't have love scenes because he doesn't take his shirt off, I used to say, that's great, but how come when Becky, they were fully clothed, but they were always having sex?
I said something on Twitter one day, and this woman started yelling at me. She said the same thing about Scott Reeves, that he's very religious, very religious. I said, he's not that religious because you always see him in bed with no shirt on. So let's not say that he's very religious.
First of all,
he's not
I don't know
religious.
Why people say that.
That has nothing to do with religion.
They can be the most religious person on the face of the earth, and I commend them. But this is their job. That's what they get paid to do every now and again, take their shirt off. I don't think that means that they're, you know, anti-religion.
Not religious.
I mean, that's just ridiculousness.
Oh, no, don't you kidding. I was on Twitter. This woman came in and attacked me saying about Scott Reeves and the Steve Burton. They're like very,
well,
very
obviously
religious.
Scott Reeves is religious because he forgave his wife for cheating, so I have no doubt about that.
Oh, no, I have no doubt about that, too. I have no doubt about that, too. Too, you know, and she came out.
Scott Reeves is pretty much a saint in my book.
Yeah, I know. He gave her. He also, you know, like, then she did the thing with the Chick-fil-A thing, with the gays and this other thing. Marriage is supposed to be between a man and a woman, but marriage also means, the marriage also means, you know, when you're married, the Ten Commandments, thou shalt now cheat, and she certainly did. The guy is a saint for taking her back. You know, but then she comes back and she becomes like the holy roller. She's not just a holy, you know, like, don't stick your nose up
to
everybody.
Okay, so she made a mistake. Wow, she made a mistake.
It was more than one mistake. A mistake is doing it one time.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Excuse me for having your own beliefs in something and saying what you believe. You know, I don't think
that was wrong.
Maybe it was for how she felt, and she came in and said what she felt. Okay,
I'm
everyone did
about the
all day on Twitter.
I'm not talking about the thing about Chick-fil-A. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the affair she had with her girl star and Daisy Lopez.
Oh, my God. People have a affair every day. Every day in America, someone has an affair.
But that doesn't make it right. And most people's marriage don't survive it. That's why I'm saying Scott Reeves is a saint.
He's a saint. That's what I'm saying. But she goes around and first of all, she goes around to talking about the Bible and about gays shouldn't be married because it's against the Bible. Well, so is cheating on your husband against the Bible. So you can't, people in glass houses can't throw stones. She can't go and tell people, well, I never did anything bad in my life, so I don't think, from my opinion, doesn't make the difference if it's man
and
a woman.
Well, I'll put it this way. She can say it. When you go on Twitter, Facebook, anything, you can say anything you want, but you can't act indignant when people come back at you with their own bullies.
Crystal Chappelle said that she has many gay friends, that Melissa Reeves has gay friends, and she didn't mean anything by that. Crystal Chappelle wrote an open letter about her that she didn't mean things that way. I don't know, Crystal.
It probably spoke.
Yeah, I was. I agree with her.
That's not even, like I said, she said it, she has to own it.
Right. She does.
That's why she gave up her Twitter account, and now she's got another Twitter account back up because she didn't like what was going on. I don't care, you know, like, you can have gay friends. I have gay friends. I have a gay cousin who's gay. I love gays. You fall in love with who you fall in love with. It doesn't mean, you know, a woman falls in love with a woman. Everybody's calling Crystal Chappelle a lesbian, but she happens to be married. So, you know, but she's still, she's a very smart businesswoman because when she was on that show and the lesbian thing took off, she's making a lot of money, excuse me, on those Venice and all this other stuff. She's a very smart businesswoman. But, and most of the soap opera people are on her shows now. So, you know, like...
The shows are good.
Because she's a very smart businesswoman. Now, I met the one who played her love interest on Guiding Light when I went to Mingo, when she was on One Life
Jessica.
To Live.
I
met Jessica. Her and I had a long talk. And, she, you know, people were, like, saying things about how and why. You know, she says, you know, she says it's a soap opera. Like, somebody says things to Michelle Stafford or somebody says something to somebody else. Some people don't believe in reality. Some people really believe that these soap operas are really doing, like Michelle Stafford.
Well, not only that, yeah, they get the characters and the actors. They think they're one and the same. They don't realize this is their job. This is not who they are.
Right, that's the whole situation. When you're talking to somebody on Twitter, okay, you call them by their God-given name, not their soap opera name, because they're
They're doing a job, and if they're doing a job well, you're going to fall in love with them. So they're doing their job well, you know. Like Melissa, what do you call them? Like Michelle Stafford says, I'm not Phyllis. I didn't cheat on my husband. I'm Michelle Stafford. I'm a totally different person than, you know, my soap opera character. But some people, they really think these soap opera characters are real because they don't have any, you know what I mean? So I don't know. It doesn't pay to argue because, are you still there? Hello?
Yeah.
I thought I heard a clip. No, but you know what I'm saying? You know, like, some people have to come off, especially on Twitter, they need to realize that they're soap opera characters. Some of these people, I know someone in particular who loves Michelle Claire Egan and wanted Jacob Young and was saying all along that he was going to leave his wife for her. And I said to her, no. She's very friendly with Billy Miller, and she's engaged to this other guy. She says it's all a front. It's not a front. They're just friends. They just play characters on a soap opera. Don't think that they're lovers in real life because they're really great on screen. You have to. You know what I mean? You know, and she's really down to earth. Girl. Yeah, she was very close to Billy Miller. There was rumors while back that they were like an item, but like she
no,
just...
No, that was in the moment with that. Them, the moment was with him and Jessica Collins. There was never any rumor about him at her and
there
Billy Miller.
There was a rumor, well, different circle of people. You know, depends on who your friends are with on Twitter. There was another rumor that they were very close, but you heard what she said. Billy Miller is her friend. Her friend. They see each other. They talk to each other. They're friends. She's engaged to this guy. I'm glad she's getting married. I'm very happy that she's with Chriselle South, that they're friends. And they became a friendship on All My Children. It stayed as a friendship. But people see what they want to see. It's the same thing, like you said, how do we know that Kirsten Alderson, maybe it was the marriage was bad because he got married really young. They were both young when they got married. But why are they blaming her? Maybe the marriage blew up. But like you said, it's all, I forgot the word you used.
Perception.
Perception.
It could have broke up before Kristen Alderson came. Or, hey, maybe he took one look at her and said, oh, my God, I got to have her. We don't know.
Right. What do I know? You know, what do I know? You know, like, give me a break here. You know, like, the whole situation, it's perception. Perception. You know, like
perception,
you know,
becomes reality.
That's right. So, and I think she, you know, I happen to like Kirsten Alderson. I happen to like her. I think it's really good that she's finally starting to play a different role than playing Star, because she's played Star since she's like 3 years old. So she seems to be pretty good in this role, sort of, you know, with this new kid, Morgan. Who, with Michael or whatever, but, you know, Carly today teaching her kids about sex. It's like really funny stuff. And I happen to love
Well, I'll tell you, even with the storyline, it's given Carly, I like it for the fact that it's given Carly some new material, new acting material. Yeah. It's something different. I like it.
I like it that she's being a mother. She's trying to be a mother and she's not jumping
into
bed. She's
always been a mother.
That's your well, I don't know.
Wait. She's always been a mother, so don't even say that she hasn't. She has.
Well, she's made her lapses too. We've gone round and round about this. I mean, that's all. That's yet again another thing.
Don't
that's
her with Jocelyn. Now, my friend, she had a wine tasting at Long Island this weekend. And one of my friends went to it, and everybody doesn't like the girl who plays Jocelyn because she looks like the girl from Omen.
Children of the Corn?
Yeah, Children of the Corn or whatever. She looks like that. Well, she passed a remark at her wine tasting thing that they were casting Jocelyn. She's getting older. But that's the whole situation. Everybody's getting older except Elizabeth's older son.
Elizabeth's oldest son.
No, they recast him. They have recast Kevin.
And they recast
but he's
him,
not
but
older.
He's supposed to be older than Molly. He should be in high school.
He's older than Molly and Morgan.
But they can't do that. That one.
Yeah, they can because they made
so
they
young.
Made Claudia Johnny's mother. So what did she conceive at Reese in kindergarten?
Yeah.
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
No, they can see. A lot of people say they can't recast because Becky looks so young. But we're not idiots. We know it's a soap. They made Claudia Johnny's mother. So what did she conceive him at five?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yeah, the other rumor I heard was that Roger Hurt was going to be Sam's father. That's the other rumor that's going around, that he's Sam's father.
Okay, that is, okay, you know what, my money's on Franco, and you know what?
We'll see. We'll see. My money is that they should have brought back Jake. They should have brought Jake after Becky got hired. They should have redid the whole thing. That it was a nightmare.
No argument here.
That
I don't understand why they haven't.
It was a nightmare. The reason why they killed him off is because...
No, it doesn't even have to be a nightmare.
But it already was, Carly. We saw it, is what we're saying.
No, we're saying that they killed him.
I don't mean a literal nightmare. I mean a nightmare. It was a cluster bleep, is what we're saying.
No. In other words, like in shows, somebody is sleeping and that they've been sleeping for a while and they woke up, the kid was dead. And when they woke up, the kid was in the room. The kid wasn't dead. It was a horrible nightmare that he was alive. He never got killed. It was just a figment of everybody's imagination because they have done that in movies too. But the problem
problem with that is it's too, when you sore-ass kids and that would have to jive with everything else that's already moved forward. That would be a hard thing to do 2 years after the fact.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They should have did it way back like a year and a half ago.
What they should have did is the same thing they did with Michael when they were recasting him when they aged Dylan Cash to Drew Garrett. What they did was they just left him in the coma for a year. There was no need to kill. Well, we know why they killed him off. They could have left Jake on life support for more than 5 minutes, but we know what that was about. It was about agenda. Because any other time he'd be lingering in a coma somewhere, and then what miracle of all miracles, he would wake up one day. But we couldn't have that, could we?
No. Of course not. We couldn't have that.
Because we needed a replacement baby.
Right. So now who are they going to replace for, what do you call Ben's daughter? Oh, I forgot her name now. The one who played Lexi's part. Who are they going to recast? Because they're called out to recast.
They haven't said if they are even recasting. They haven't even made an announcement that Lexi... That that girl was
that's pretty much a known fact now. But you know what? They should go back on Ben Zandito, Lexi Ainsworth, if they had any smarts.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that because they're not going to.
You don't know that. You don't know that they could. And they could very well. This is a new regime.
Who knows? Who knows? If they, she's been gone, right? She's been gone for about a month. Maybe longer. So who knows? Who knows who they're bringing back?
Well, and they don't have to recast her right away either. They can wait a month, 6 months. That's probably not something they're going to do right away anyway, I would think.
Exactly.
I don't think so either. But this whole thing, everybody was treating off. He says, the vampires are back. Like today, Lucy's doing this thing with the vampire walk and stuff.
I love Lucy. I love whatever she does.
No, I love her. No, I'm not saying I don't love her. But you know what? Everybody's saying she's great. I happen to love her.
So let me ask you, because like you said, you made a good point. We all kind of run in different circles and have different friends and hear different things and rumors and like, what are you hearing as far as the reception of the three people being back? What is the general consensus?
People don't like it. People don't like it because the perception that I'm getting from people is they don't like it because they're giving them front burner storylines because, let's face it, the three of them are going to have front burner storylines and they're putting the veterans back on the back shelf. So they're going to have...
No, that's
not
going to happen.
Well, but you know what, though?
You don't think so?
You know what, though?
No, I don't.
I'm not so sure of that, only because I'm not saying it would happen indefinitely, but let's just, for the sake of this argument, say that Roger Howarth is Franco. Well, obviously, he's going to be embroiled in this whole Quartermain thing.
He's going to be Franco. Then he's going to find out that he has a daughter, so he's going to wind up, that Kirsten Alderson is going to wind up Roger Hayward's daughter all over again, just like he was her father on One Life to Live. That's how it's going to play out. They're going to
wind
up...
My whole thing
is...
Well,
I don't know.
If
I don't
we
know.
Believe he's Franco and she's Warren, well, yeah. But the thing is with me,
yeah.
I've always... The thing with this whole... The three coming back, I love them. I wish they... to me... My personal opinion is they should all be back on One Life to Live, but that's for another day. The thing is, the perception
is... one of them is back on One Life to Live. One of them is back on One Life to Live.
Yeah, back and forth. But the thing is, they've bending over backwards to create three new characters or fill in three characters with these three people. When it's just ironic that they're the ones that canceled the damn show in the first place. Now they fought tooth and nail to hold on to three of them.
Well, let me tell you something. You know what my perception about the whole situation is? They brought the writing staff from One Life to Live to General Hospital so that General Hospital could be canned. That's my whole perception. They brought
I think it's the other way around, because if they wanted it to be canned, they would have just kept on with the old regime, because they were already driving it off the cliff anyway. They brought it over and they wanted to steady the ship.
Yeah, but to think about it, for when they first came out, when they first came on the show, they did the DID thing with...
That was already started before they got there. That was already in the works.
Yeah, but you know why I'm getting so sick about me?
Actually, the biggest thing they did was save Robin's life, because the old regime was going to kill her off with AIDS. And the DID was already in play. Wholeheartedly, ABC knew, because, don't forget, they already knew the revolution was a mess. Wanted GH to fail, they would have kept Brian Franz there, because he was brought there specifically to kill the genre. So if they wanted it to fail, they would have never ousted him, and they would have kept the other Momo in place.
Well,
I don't know.
And you know, I'm getting so sick and tired of hearing complaining about Ron and Frank. You know what? They friggin' saved the show. We have a show. If it wasn't for them, we would have been friggin' canceled.
I'm not complaining about them. All right, let's change the subject. You guys watch the online All My Children and One Life to Live?
Yes.
I do. I'm behind on All My Children. I'm a couple of days or so behind on One Life, but I do watch them.
What I'm upset about is now they said they don't have any money. They don't have any money for scripts, because they went from 4 days a week to
That's not the reason they gave, though. That's not the reason. Their reasoning was because... Money, I believe it's money, but that's not what they said.
No,
the data showed that people couldn't catch up, and it was getting too much, so they knocked it back to two. Now, I believe it is money, because like everything in the world...
I think it's money, because... Life
I do, but what I'm saying is they never said it was money. What they said specifically, pretty much verbatim, is... People are binge-watching, and they didn't think we could keep up, so they knocked it back down to two to make it easier.
How can you not keep up? You know, I watch them in the morning. 25 minutes goes back really good. See, the problem of the situation is they wanted a lot of people to invest in Hulu Plus, spend $8 a month to do Hulu Plus. Well, people said, I'm not going to spend $8 a month to watch a soap opera for 25 minutes, 50 minutes a day. The thing that was the thing that I think what they should have did was get rid of the thing on Friday. Who cares what they're doing about what's going on?
Me too. I agree with you. I mean, and the thing, see, where they went wrong is they probably should have started it too, because we've been through down this road. I am forever grateful they're on, but I was one of those people when this first happened. Kathy and Carly can attest. I was beyond livid. But in hindsight, what they should have done was started it to build up, because I've already been through this dance with these people where they promised the moon and deliver nothing.
Yeah.
But now that I've calmed down, I'm still going to watch, and 2 days is better than nothing, because, hell, I wish As the World Turns and Guiding
Light. 2 days
are
better
back.
Than what they should have started off with 2 days on each
one. Oh, absolutely.
They
should
have started with 2 days,
so.
And forget about that Friday thing. The problem with the situation is they're not advertising, although every time I open up another page on the Internet, it's all my children.
Every time you go on Lifetime TV, you're seeing it.
Yeah.
You go on Hulu Plus. They're plus thing, Hulu Plus, or they're doing the other thing of iTunes where they make... they're not advertising, so how are they paying for the actors to act? They don't have any money coming
in. Yeah, well,
they're
getting ad revenue from whatever ads they have, because we're still seeing ads.
Yeah,
yeah,
we
but it's not as much
and...
if you have, like, a nationwide sponsor that you can take, like, $2 million for 10 million.
No,
10 minutes.
Well,
I don't know, but I think with the Internet, like, I think it was somebody from the New York Times did an article, and it basically says in order for Prospect Park to break even, now, I don't know if these are hot and fast numbers, but for the sake of the argument, they said they need 500,000 viewers to break even. Now, of course, being that it's on the Internet, they're going to get less viewers because there's a certain segment of the population that don't have the Internet, yada, yada, yada. But
right.
I think they're doing okay with, you know, when you look on Hulu, at least the first couple of weeks, they were, like, always steadily in the top 10. So I don't think it's
right.
a matter of going to watch it. Now, they said that everybody's watching at different times. They're binge-watching. Well, duh, that's the point of Hulu. Watch anywhere, anytime. But
that's
whatever.
The point of being online, that you can watch it whenever you want. When they first came on, it said you could watch it at your leisure. It's going to be up. You could watch it, be up whenever you want. But then they didn't like the idea that, okay, I know a couple of my friends who didn't watch it every morning. They waited till Saturday when nothing else was on, and they watched it on a Saturday or on a Sunday. They came out and told people, watch it when you want to watch it.
And in
That's
general, with the advent of VCRs and DVRs, people who work, we don't watch the TV the same way we do anymore, because I personally, it's a damn miracle that I watch those things through the commercials, because I don't watch commercials.
Yeah, me either.
But I do.
No, I know that.
But, you know.
I have my DVR. I take my DVR on when the commercials come on. Or I live with my husband. I never watched commercials anyway. Every time a commercial came out, he switched channels.
I had six General Hospitals to watch yesterday. In four to five hours, I watched five General Hospital, a hockey game, and post game. All because I got rid of the commercials.
Oh, that's right. You sound like you're from Boston, so you and I better not talk, because you're probably a Bruins fan, right? You're from Boston,
right? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I'm a Yankee fan, so... You know, like Ranger fan, I don't know. You know, and doesn't it have fighting over, you know, I'm supposed to be going up to Boston in August, the 18th, because I was invited to go to the Red Sox against the Yankees in Boston, because I live in Virginia. I'm from New York, but, you know, like, I'm a Yankee fan.
No, I kind of got that one. It's funny, with Boston, New York people, it's so obvious. As soon as we open our mouth, right, Kathy,
yes,
go park the car.
Yeah. Park the car.
Yeah, park the car. You know, you can't get your R's, you know, and I have one friend from on Twitter, you know, her name is Lisa, you know, so I call her Boston, and... She calls me Brooklyn. Now, the whole situation about General Hospital, I'm from Bensonhurst. Everything they're writing about Bensonhurst, they didn't do their research because it's definitely not true. So, you know, it's like, and I'm sitting here laughing, and they say about their accents. I said, oh, my God, their accents. Now, I knew you from Boston or from
Massachusetts. Well, actually, I'm not from Boston. I'm from Rhode Island, if you want to be technical about it.
Well, I was going to say you're from New England, Rhoda, because my friend Lisa, I call her Boston, but she lives in Somerset and works in Providence.
Somerset is 10 minutes from me.
Yeah, I know. She lives in, but I call her Boston because what am I going to call her, Somerset? Nobody knows what Somerset is.
Exactly, right. So, and, well, the thing is, somebody once said all Rhode Islanders sound like New York Italians, and it's true. Somebody once
what
said
was that about New York and Italians? What? I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Somebody once said everybody from Rhode Island, all Rhode Island Italians sound like they're from New York, and it's true. Because, well,
they do?
I say that. Everybody thinks I'm from New York. I'm like, no.
You're from New York? Oh, my God. They really do?
No.
They really don't. I knew you were from New England. But, like, the whole situation is, like, you know, like, you know, I tease my friend Lisa. She says, I have an accent. I says, yeah, okay. I says, you have an accent. You can't pronounce your R's correctly. And she starts to laugh. But, you know, like the whole situation, we all have accents. We all have different.
We just don't hear it.
I know I have an accent because I moved down to Virginia, and people sit, they talk so slow in Virginia. I'm ready to pull everything out of their mouth. By the time they get done, I could have done the thing like 25 times. And somebody says to me, how come you don't have a southern drawl? You've been living in, I live off near Richmond. I've been living here since 1994. I said, are you kidding me? You could take the girl out of Brooklyn, but you can't take the Brooklyn out of the girl. I said, I'm not losing my accent. You know what I mean? And same thing with you. You're not going to lose your accent because, like I said, I knew you were from New England. I heard the R's. The situation, and I'm not making fun of anybody's accent or anything, but that's what I'm saying. So I have another friend who lives in Rhode Island too. I never spoke to her on the phone, so I don't know her accent, but I'm sure she has the same, talks the same way you do, because everybody in New England, they call it the Kennedys, you know, the Kennedys with their R's and stuff. So yeah, she works in apparently there's a hospital in Providence. It's only to give birth. Birthing hospital, that's where she works.
Oh, women and infants?
Yes, that's where she works. She works there.
That's part of Rhode Island Hospital, but yeah, that's the only, well.
She works there at night on the weekends and stuff. It's like really funny. When she first called, she called me on the telephone, she said hello. She says, do you know who this is? I said, yes, I do know who this is. She says, how do you know you know this? I said, well, you're the only person that I know that I gave my phone number who lives in New England. So I would tend to think as soon as you said one word, I knew you were from New England. So I tease her about her accent. She tells me I don't, you know, she don't have an accent. I have an accent. Well, you know what? We all have accents. You know, Carly has, where are you from, Carly?
I'm from Seattle.
So
I'm from Seattle, yeah. I'm from Washington. By the way,
if you don't mind me asking, what's your name on Twitter? If you don't have to give it to me, if you don't want, I can.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nobody's full.
I think I follow you.
What is your
Twitter? Oh, I think I already follow you.
I think I follow you too.
I'm pretty sure I follow you.
I write in capitals because I had a stroke and I was just diagnosed with MS. So I'm the only one that writes in capitals.
Well, that's all right, because I'm visually impaired, so it works for me.
So, yeah, I see. It
works for me, yeah. You know, but so one woman said to me, which makes me laugh, one woman says to me, I can't follow you no more. You're, like, screaming at me. I says, oh, really? I said, I can't. I was diagnosed with MS. Last year I got sick, and I was in a hospital. They said I had shingles. I wound up with MS. I wound up in a hospital in August where I couldn't open up my eye. I just had double eye surgery. So I really can't see. Plus, I only have one hand to type, so it's easier for me to type in caps because when I type in small, I can't figure out what I'm saying. So if you don't like it, don't follow me. I'm not yelling at you. I'm just talking to you. I'm just talking to you. Who says anything about yelling? You know, when I talk to the actors, I do put it in lower, but I don't really, you know, but if they're following me, they already know that I write in caps, so I whatever. But, you know, like, if I was yelling at you, I'd probably try to figure it out. I haven't figured out how to make the things bigger. You know what I mean? But I'm not fighting with people. I joined Twitter to have fun, not to get into these fan-based fights and people, you know, like, I happen to like Vanessa Marcel, so I'm a Sonny and Brenda fan.
Oh,
so
you're preaching to my choir. I adore her.
So let me explain something. So I wound up, I was in a tweet with this one girl who hated Kelly Sullivan because she took over Megan Ward's job. Okay, so I happen to be in a street with her. Next thing I know, I never said anything bad about Kelly Sullivan. I got blocked from Kelly Sullivan. So this one girl, there was an event, Vanessa Marceau had an event in Malibu, and a bunch of people stood over, and they told this girl, why don't you come to this event? And she said, I don't want to come to the event, because if I get drunk, Kelly Sullivan's going to be there, and I'm going to tell her off. Okay, so a couple of Sonny Brenda friends went out to dinner with her, took her out to dinner, and says, you know, it's only a soap, don't worry about it. So she went to the General Hospital Fan Club weekend last year, became great friends with Kelly Sullivan, changed her name, and told all the Sonny and Brenda fans, fuck you. She blocked me because all I said to one of my friends was, you know, I don't like somebody, you know, you can like who you like, but don't change your name and don't, because you're friends with these people, and then you change your name then to Skate Fantastic because you love Kelly Sullivan now, and you're telling all the people who helped you when you hated her, you're telling them, kiss my ass, I don't want to have anything to do with you. Next thing I know, I'm blocked, I'm being, yeah. I was only stating the fact, she was my friend on Facebook. I didn't even say anything for this other girl who calls me up on the telephone. She blocked me, we called again, but I've never said anything bad about Kelly Sullivan. So what happened one day, I was on Twitter, and somebody was saying something about Vanessa Marceau, and I said, listen, the woman has had problems. She would have to be on medication. She just lost the baby. You could hate her character, but don't go after her. Next thing I know, I got bombarded by six different people calling me all kinds of names because they're Skate fans. I'm going, you know what? I'm not in the mood to be yelled at. I joined this thing to have fun, not to be yelled at. I happen to be sick now. I don't need this fighting with over soap stars. You know what I mean? But, you know, you could hate Skate, you could hate what Connie and whatever, but I have never said anything bad about Kelly Sullivan, but they say things bad about Vanessa Marceau all the time. But they don't like it, you know what I mean? And I'm telling you the truth. This one girl who was my friend for two and a half years, all of a sudden, she blocked me. I said, you know what? Then you weren't really my friend because of a soap character or soap actress who you don't really know, and her and I spoke on the phone. If you don't want to be my friend because of this, then you really were never my friend to begin with. You know, like Carly, when I found out you were in the hospital, I hope, what it cool again, I told her I told her to text you and tell you I hope
you
feel better.
Oh, she did.
Because I was talking about it.
So was Cassie and Kiri, and you know, I kind of skilled. I mean, I didn't mean to skill people, but believe me, people, if your side is hurting and you're throwing up and everything, you probably have need your gallbladder out. But this makes Sue a very cute doctor, takes it out, and don't get in a fight with the anesthesiologist like I did. Yeah, I got in a fight with the anesthesiologist. He's like,
You know, I heard you had pancreatitis. I knew about that. I was all worried. I was trying to find out what hospital you went to send you flowers, but nobody would tell me what was going on.
Oh.
Like, the whole situation is, you know, like, you know, because I saw Chrissy, I think it was Chrissy, I saw her on Twitter, and I said, I haven't seen you call each. Oh, she's in the hospital. She went to have her gallbladder out, but they couldn't take her gallbladder out because she had pancreatitis. They had to get the pancreatitis down before they take the gallbladder. Or am I wrong?
No, you're totally right. No, actually, that day I was supposed to, Kathy and Carrie can remember this, I was supposed to interview Zach and Zeman. And the night before, I came down just so sick. I mean, I talked to Kathy like 3 hours beforehand. And remember, Kathy, I was fine. I was completely fine. And then it hit me. It hit me like I've never been hit in my life. And
I had a draw because I had pancreatitis.
ego comes back really quickly. You know what, the whole situation. I was worried about you because I didn't see you. You had no shows.
The doctor grounded me for 3 weeks from my show. I can do it. And he's like, no, I want you fully better. And, I mean, I'm not 100% better. I still get tired and whatever, but I'm feeling better. But I'm sorry, you've been going through your health stuff, and hospitals do not let you sleep. I found that out. I mean, I was finally asleep, and the next thing I knew, they go, we have to take some blood. And I'm like, you woke me up for that?
Tell me about that when I'm in the hospital.
Yeah, pop my arm up. You don't have to wake me up. If I'm awake, I mean, if I'm asleep, don't wake me up, people. Yeah.
Yeah, I love
Callie,
being in the hospital. They wake you up.
Callie, I have to get going, but I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
No,
well,
I was worried about you because I forgot her name. The one that's in Oregon.
Yeah.
No. No, who I spoke to on the telephone. Who?
Amy?
Christy?
Amy, I called her on the phone. Well, she's been having a lot of problems anyway with her mother.
I know.
Selling the house, and they sold the house, and then her husband with the job, and then she got the new job at Lowe's, and she's been working. I said, what's going on with Polly? And she told me Carly's been really sick. I said, please do me a favor. Since you text with her, you have her phone number, text her, and please tell her that I wish her well and whatever. And then I met Chrissy. I saw her on, and I asked where Carly was, and she told me. She DM'd me and told me about the pancreatitis and everything else. And, you know, like, I was just in the hospital. I have to go see a neurosurgeon because this MS is playing. I just had double eye surgery. Now I might have to have brain surgery. So I have no idea. But I joined Twitter to have fun. And when people get
I can't find you. So if you want to look for me, MiniPearl74, if you want to follow me, you can.
If you go on my page, Dee was on there sometime today, and you can find it on that.
Carly, do me a favor, DM me their names, and I'll follow them or whatever.
Okay, yeah, I will, but look, guys.
Because
I can't
write with one hand, so it's like the whole
I know, don't worry, I will do that sometime tonight, but let's end this show because I'm also having a show on Friday, and I'm hungry.
Who are you having
I'm not having any guests, and this is going to be a bent.
I'm supposed to be asleep. The doctor told me he has me on pain meds. He wants me to sleep all the time because of this problem with my ear. But I stood up, and I didn't take my medicine because I knew Melissa was going to be on. I was dying to call for Jackie Zeman, but I fell asleep, so I couldn't call you.
Oh, that's okay.
Because when you call, I'm on the East Coast. You know, it's you know like 10:30 here. It's only 7:30.
Yeah, I mean, Carrie's on the East Coast. Kathy's on the East Coast. So half of my friends are on the East Coast now. So I find that really funny.
You got to move to the East Coast.
I know. Before we get off the air, I just wanted to forget to tell people still pray for Oklahoma. They have a long way to go. I just feel horrible about what happened there.
Well, I was on Twitter, and I just found out that a U.S. Marine was killed by in London by two terrorists who the cops shot. Now they're in the hospital. This whole thing is getting me sick about the guns and everything else. That's why I don't look at the newspaper. You don't have to look at the newspaper. You learn so much.
No, you have Twitter.
I learned.
Yeah.
You learn about Michelle leaving. You learn about this one going, this one, that one. And let me tell you something. Melissa Claire Egan is one beautiful woman. And I'm sorry.
Yep.
She is down to earth, and I don't care what everybody says. Everybody wants her off Y&R because she ruined this one's marriage. She didn't ruin this one's marriage. It's characters. Characters. It's just
soap operas, not real life.
Oh, I know. I love it.
You know what I mean? You know what?
I think
you're going to wind up back
you.
With Adam. What?
I think I just found you.
What?
Thanks, Carly. I went on your page and found it.
You're welcome. Okay. So if you found me, do it. Okay. It's going to tell me who's following me.
Yeah.
So it's Carrie. Okay.
Yep.
So now I'm
going
on my page. Okay.
And
Kathy
is already following you, by the way. Kathy,
she's already following me?
Yep.
Okay. You know, the whole situation, I don't know. All I know is people have to live their lives. Stop living about the soap operas. We have other things in the world to work. Like everybody was, people were on Twitter yesterday really mad that FEMA jumped into the soap operas about Oklahoma. Or when the bombing in Boston, everybody was breaking in. They were doing their soap operas. You know what? This is real life. This is make-believe. You could go on their websites and watch the soap. This is
what's happening. But they don't have to break in for every little thing. I'm sorry,
they don't.
Yes, they do. I live in Breaking News County. They break in for every damn thing here, and I get sick of it. Way too new news, way too far. That's what they are there for.
Well, the other thing is I live in Virginia. I'm really upset that they buried the terrorist in Virginia. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know. I didn't want him in this country. They should have sent him back with his crazy-ass parents. Why
did they bury him there?
Yep.
They buried him in
yep.
Virginia. And the whole situation is, but let me explain something. When I first moved down to Virginia, okay, my daughter, may she rest in peace, died because I'm a Yankee living in the South, and a doctor wouldn't listen to me, and the Yankee mother was correct, but he wouldn't listen to me because I was a Yankee, but they took a terrorist and let a terrorist die, be buried in Virginia. When I first moved down here, I'm an enemy. I moved down here, they called me all kinds of names and everything, and my daughter was in 10th grade, they had this guy dressed in all in gray. My daughter Blair had a big mouth. He goes and she says to him, why are you still dressed in gray? It's been 200 years since we fought the Civil War. Well, they're still fighting the Civil War because in their eyes, we grant Forged Lee's signature. So they hate me down here. I hate living down here because they actually... Although now I'm not going to hate it too much because there's more Yankees down here than there are Southerners. But I want you to know, one time I had an extra neighbor, they were doing something, and I went to talk to, they were cutting down trees, and I went to talk to the guys, and the guys who were talking down the trees, they were Mexicans. And I said, no, speak English. I said, yeah, give me this break. You don't speak English. If I owed you $20 and I gave you $5, you could speak perfect English. So anyways, I go back, and my doorbell rings because I said to them, you know, I have sprinkler systems. Please do not cut the trees in my yard. You know, you could. All right. The two owners show up, dead drunk, and you could hear all I said was hello. And they said, oh my God, a damn Yankee. And I put my heart, put my hand over my heart, and I said, that's correct. And we won the war. And then he said, oh, yeah, I knew you would be there if you were a Southern Belle. And I said, if I was a Southern Belle, I would have closed the door, went to the parlor, because that's what they call the living room, got my shotgun and shot you in the butt. So they don't like us down here. And that's the whole perception about, and believe me, with Massachusetts, it's only a joke between New York and Massachusetts. I'm only playing a game because you're, you know, Red Sox or whatever. But I happen to love everybody in the United States, but it's, a lot of people in the United States don't love everybody else. You know what I mean? So, like, the whole situation is, I don't know. Well, Carly, you should move to the East Coast. It's the best coast anyway. Right, Carrie?
Huh?
Right? We have you come. Well, I'll tell you what. I live in Virginia. We'll have you move to, Rhode Island. You think she would do good in Rhode Island? You live in Rhode Island, you said, right?
Well, maybe someday.
I don't know.
Well, you guys, I am starving. I am so hungry.
You know, I gotta go to sleep. I need to take my pill. I need to be asleep. Don't tell my doctor I've been on the phone this long.
We won't tell you, doctor. So, okay, you guys, I will be having it so on Friday night.
Well, I don't know if I'll be there. I might be sleeping, but it was nice meeting you, Carrie. And
you
Polly,
too.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Oh,
yeah, you
thank
can.
You.
Well.
All right,
okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.